Animal Health Canada says its just released report on wild pigs in Canada is an important component of verifying Canada's foreign animal disease-free status. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
The first collaborative 2023 Canadian Invasive Wild Pig Report, released last month by Animal Health Canada, shows where in Canada wild pigs have been identified and outlines what's being done and where to remove them from the landscape. Michelle Follinsby, a project manager in the Emergency Management Division of Animal Health Canada, says the report is intended to increase awareness of wild pig issues in Canada.
Being able to demonstrate what we know about wild pig populations, how we're controlling them, and that we have a robust plan for responding to disease in wild pigs that can affect our agriculture species and our wildlife is an important piece of the puzzle in terms of negotiating with our trading partners that we are able to control those diseases and claim a disease-free status at the end of an outbreak. So it's an important piece of that verification of a disease-free status to be able to speak to how we manage wild pigs. This map is part of Canada's wild pig strategy, which is led by the National Wild Pig Leadership Group, which is a group of stakeholders that have come together to support regional programs and communicate about the work that we're doing in wild pigs. They have a number of other initiatives related to wild pig control and eradication and disease response. And just recently, the wildpigs.ca website was launched where you can find more information about wild pigs, about wild pigs control, and statistics and information about the control programs.
The first collaborative 2023 Canadian Invasive Wild Pig Report can be accessed at animalhealthcanada.ca. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.